How do you hold your vision? Do you know how hard it is to hold on to a vision when so many people in situations are telling me I can't do this? Alana asked. I find myself getting caught up in the reality of what I see and hear, and then before I know it, I've lost touch with my dream. I just don't know what to do about that. I could relate to what Alana was saying. How many times have I gotten sidetracked, or dropped a dream because I lost faith that I could create it? Well, it's my opinion that when we really want something, our biggest enemy is ourselves. Our biggest challenge is learning how to simply shut up the thoughts, I call them inner conversations, that seem to run rampant in our heads. And then once they're quieted, we are far more able to hold on to that vision. But here's the question. How do you quiet that inner conversation? How do you shift your focus from the fearlessness that that conversation brings? How do you shift your focus from the fearfulness that that conversation brings and hold the vision of what you want? The number one way to do this, as always, is tapping, and here's why. Tapping softens the power of your negative feelings, and when that intensity is softened, the inner conversation gets quieted. Gary Craig, the creator of EFT, has a powerful visual example of this. In his trainings, he asks several members of his audience to come up and stand on each side of him, say about three on each side. And then he instructs one side to yell negative things in his ear. You're an idiot! You can't do anything right! What were you thinking? And so on. They stood close to him. Then he instructed the other side to say nice things, but to whisper them. Go, Gary. You can do it. That was awesome, Gary. And so on. He had them stand much further back behind him. Then he asked everyone to let loose. The negative screamers were all anyone could hear, and as he began to tap, the screamers began to get quieter and quieter, and the people who were whispering positive things began to get louder and louder. The negative ones became a whisper, and they moved to the back, while the positive ones grew to a volume of shouting, and they moved forward. This visual was so powerful because it beautifully represents what happens when we tap. The negative screaming in our own heads becomes whispers, and the positive whispers become what we hear the loudest. I personally have experienced this over and over and over again in my life. I've seen it happen in the lives of my clients, my family, my friends, and my colleagues. Are there other ways to hold the vision? Absolutely. But if you want to clear those negative conversations out and do it fast, this is the best way to do it. We'll talk about some of the other action steps in a future article, but for this week, your action steps are to become present to your own inner yellers and whisperers. Become aware of what they're saying. Begin to tap on those nasty little comments. Even a little tapping every day on just one conversation makes a big difference over the course of a week or a month. Watch to see how your life begins to take shape as you tap through some of the disempowering thoughts and feelings and beliefs, because it will. Watch to see how much easier it is to hold your vision of what you want in your life once you have this tool in place. And be patient. This takes time. Sometimes it really takes time. But have fun with it. Enjoy it. Life is meant to be fun.